nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to look at a couple of scriptures and talking to us about exiles or sojourners. Where we say we are sojourners, we are exiles, we are foreigners. So look at, let's read the 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beg you, as strangers, as what?
Strangers
and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. So we'll go back to the scripture I mentioned earlier, Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3:23. He said, therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from where he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now we see the exile. You see that the Bible says we're as foreigners and as exile, as sojourners, we are sojourners on the earth. Then we now have gone back to Genesis to read that the Lord God sent him forth from the garden. Now I want to ask her that, where did he send him to? Praise the Lord. Where did he say? He said he sent him forth from the garden to till the ground from where he was taken. Where did he send him to? To the world, have you? Okay, let's see. All right. Okay, who else again? I say, where did he send him to? Not where he sent him from. A place outside of Eden. Okay. All right. Okay, he sent him to Earth. Okay, where was he before? Okay, from him.
He was in Eden. Yes, following your teaching over the years, we discovered that. I believe that Eden was not Earth. Eden was a rather supernatural reality. And this is a physical Earth. And I believe we are still going back to Eden one day.
See Eden as a place where the systems and everything were governed by the kingdom of God. As Eden, it's God that owns, influences the place, the principles in the place, the law, the supernatural, the covering over Adam, everything that happens in the place. Even though Satan was there, he's not having the authority to govern or to do anything in that place. So it's that place is of God. So when they were being chased out, they were being chased out to a place where the system and everything is being governed. The cosmos is being governed by what? By Satan. And by the things of the world. So it was shaped from the presence of God, from a place where the things of God, from the supernatural, was the natural place, was the natural habitat, to a place where devil has rule and dominion. And that is the system, the world, that system has what?
Praise God. All right. Now, see, you guys, you are not wrong. You are correct. But, to give it a proper... You see, the first place, now God sends him to live. You see, God sends him, where exile, where sojourner. The first reality. Praise the Lord. God sent him forth to live in this body. This was not the body that God gave man before the man sinned. So after the sin and everything. So don't forget, the man was his soul. When God created the man, he put him in the body. So when the man sinned and the body became corrupted, and God sent him to go and live in this corruption. Because before you hear him cry in Romans 7 that, who will deliver me from this body? So the first, that's why you read scriptures like, so God sends man to live. So you must realize first, because this is not the body that God ordained. This was not the body that in God's plan and program for man. It's as a result of sin, as a result of corruption. Now man now finds himself in this body. So even when he wants to do anything, he wants to serve God, he wants to do anything, it's that the body to everything the Lord wants us to do. So go on, let's read some scripture. Go to Romans. Body. Then the second one is, of course, we mentioned in the world. Romans 7. Are you in Romans 7? Okay, what does verse 24 say? Is it, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from what? From the body, from the body of this death. Romans 8:24. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? If you go to Romans 8, Romans 8 verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after. Can you begin to speak?
Thank you, Father. Breaking forth in the name of Jesus. Breaking forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You see, go to Galatians 5. Galatians 5:16. What does it say? This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. You see, for the flesh, that word lost there, put the word fight. The flesh fight against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are opposite, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. You know, see now the works of the flesh, you see, the flesh, it fight, you know, against the Spirit. Everything that is contrary. The body, look at the place you are living. Look at your everything that contrary to God. It's like sending you to go and live in an enemy. That's why the positive things about God he wants to do, you know, you see the body holding us back. Most of the things we have, you know, part of one of our greatest war, and it's going to be the greatest battle you are going to fight. And how this is how Satan operates is so easy. You know, that's Satan's baby, actually. So this is how God wants to take glory and take honor, highest honor, you know, right from. That's why those days we read materials that they say the path of life passes through the middle of hell. And on both sides of the path of life, there's a dish on either side of the path. So if you cannot veer, you cannot veer to the right. You just keep on, just right from the. So the greatest fight. And so many times, Satan wants to do anything, he just tears up the body. He didn't come that, if you look at from the beginning of the temptation, he didn't come that, come and follow me, I'm this person. No. All Satan did was to awaken this body in the life of Eve. You know, he gives you desire that becomes, I'm sure you know some of the most dangerous warfare, you know, that can face us. He gives you desire that becomes your own, desire that you will own, you will possess and take ownership of. It's yours. The woman wanted to eat it. It's not as if, okay, let me plug this in and go and give it to this devil and God will go. No. She saw it. He said it was desirable for something that is desirable to be wise, to give one wisdom. Praise the Lord. If you look at what happened in the life of David, what that David saw the woman, David wanted her. Remember when God pronounced a judgment in the life of David? I was going to judge the life of, judge the household of David, you know, and a bit, you know, he just withdrew a bit, and then Satan walked into it. He didn't come by scattering things. He went to one of David's sons. He gave him desire that became his own. And Satan has started full blast operation. And how did he start? He gave Amnon, right? Desire for Tamar. Tamar. That I want to marry her. All of a sudden he slept with her. What are the things that the Bible said in 1 John 2:15? He said all that is in the world. What did he mention? All of them are the things that are in. He said everything that is in the world. He said the loss of what? The flesh. The loss of what? And the pride of. Where are all of them? All of these in life. Can you see? All of them. The loss of the flesh. The loss of the eyes. All that is in the world. The loss of the eye, flesh. The loss of the eyes. And yet you live in the same body. And in the same body you are caught. So that's why I told us that when God says we are exiles, we are strange. Before you think of the outer world, what you call the outer world are the fruit of the same body. That's why the Bible calls it the fruit of what? Now the works of what? The works of the flesh. The same flesh. And in that same flesh, you are fully 100% living in that flesh. Praise the Lord. Are we together? You see, as strangers, as pilgrims, the Bible says we're ambassadors of Christ, right? We're ambassadors. Every ambassador has an office. Then as an ambassador of Christ, where is your office? As an ambassador of Christ, your first office, your first and your primary office is your body. The Bible says we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each of us will receive for the things done where? For the things done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be evil, ambassadors. you know, of Christ. The medium and the platform of expression is still your body. So as an ambassador of Christ, your office, you know, is your body. Your body. Like the ambassador of a United States now to Nigeria, he has an office, or run the government of United States. So as an ambassador of Christ, office. In fact, your office, let me not even say your first office, your office is where? It's your body. The Bible says, present your members as instrument of righteousness unto God, as a medium of righteousness, where you express divinity, where you express God, you know, where you communicate God to the rest of the creation. That's why when Jesus said, offering and sacrifice, you would not, right? But when Jesus was coming to the world, he said, a body prepared for me, and it's enough. It's enough. And in presenting that body and offering that body to God, he brought forth our redemption. In offering his body, you know, offering the body, you know, sinless, he offered it on the altar, you know, and in that body he satisfied the full weight of judgment. And through that same medium of present, he presented his body without spots, right?
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
All right.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal spirit, offered himself without spots?
Praise the Lord. Amen. He said he offered himself without what? Through the eternal spirit. What does Romans 12 1 says?
Teach you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
That you present your bodies to God, right? Your body should be presented as a what? Living sacrifice. And what did he say further? Holy, acceptable, right?
Yes.
Unto God, uh-huh.
Which
is your reasonable service. And that translation says your reasonable act of worship. To present this body to God.
It is right for you to give him.
Which is the worship it is right for you to what? Praise the Lord. So I know I talked about God sent man to be a sojourner. He sent you to be a sojourner. You all call it a foreigner, exile, whatever language you want to give it. Where? In where? Look at the very body that you live in. Say the body fights the spirit. It fights against your destiny. It fights against anything you will do in God, or God will have to do. That's why Paul said that if I have done everything I put, I subject it, so that I myself will not be a castaway. Because this body can eject you from the program and purposes of God. It can eject you out of destiny. Praise the Lord. Samson was not trying to do something for another person. This is body wanted Delilah. His body wanted, what he does is to stir up the body. And he has succeeded in stirring up the body and has stopping men from entering the place of. You see where the warfare comes. So the wishes at the back of our house is small. Those are small elements. You know, when it comes to handling things, eternal things, you know, and handling battles, those ones with a word, you know, or with maybe just you generate an atmosphere, you know, with the atmosphere around you can answer to those ones. But these ones who are dealing with things that has to do, you know. So it's a simple word. Guys are all teachers and you know these things, but I'm just trying by the Holy Spirit to streamline snapshot. So that when you run, they don't forget. When God sent man forth, he sent him to live. Because in the day he made man, you know, of course we knew when he created, the spirit of man has always been eternal in God. There's a point where he created the body that the man will live in, which is the account to say that he formed the body of man from the dust of the earth. There is no account or record of the day he formed the spirit of man. It has always been in him, you know, and has always been as eternal as God. So he formed that body and he pushed that body. The Bible says God breathed into the man the breath of, and the man became a living soul. Then when Satan did it, and then God demoted man to live in that same body. And that body began getting the upper hand on man, you know, all of from that time like that up. So that we can now bring a new reality, you know, a new reality, a new power, a new dimension to this same body, you know, and subject it. Not that we make it start befriending God or start loving God. We subject it to God. Paul say, I die daily. Every day I subject my body under. Praise the Lord. Amen. A lot of us love to pray. We want to enter into prayer. We just want to be lost in prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But is this same body that what? Why not sleep more? It's the same body. So that when we run our Christian race, we can run it in the full blast, you know, of understanding. I say that he will give you desire that what? Right? Can you see? Can you see the most sublime, dangerous ground that when the enemy comes, in fact, he has had countless success in that area. He had tried, of course, you know the account of how he tried to fight Jesus from outside and everything. Jesus did not balk. Amen. He shook in the flesh, he shook him. You remember the story of temptation? He came, right? If thou be the Son of God, command this stone to become what? Bread. Oh no, he was just trying to prove. Let's see what happens. So, you know, you can't just put your hands in the pocket and say that you just be speaking in tongues and making some quotation and say some certain things. This body cripple you before you know that you have been crippled. Let's look at the Hebrews chapter. I'll open the verse now. Verse 7. Are you in verse 7?
Yes,
all right, then you can read it.
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Mm-hmm. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered.
Verse 7.
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
Moni, you've seen it, right?
Yes.
He said, in the days of his flesh, what happened? He said, Jesus, in the days of his flesh, he offered up what? Supplication.
Prayers.
And prayers. Abi, with what?
Tears.
With what?
With loud cry.
How did your
tears.
Crowd tears when he was in the flesh? Can you see? When he was in the flesh. Because he was battered 360 degree round. The Bible says Jesus was tempted point. Though he did not bow, he did not yield. It was not an easy walk. Even to the Son of God himself. So I don't know how you are going to put your hand in a pocket and just walk back. He said, how did that King James put it?
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears.
Strong crying and what? Tears. Uh-huh.
Unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
To save him from death, praise the Lord. I've thought you guys, you can still remember again and again, it was not the death of the cross he was fighting, he was crying again. It was the death of sin. That was saving from death. And then God had him, God answered because of his reverent submission. The Bible says the wages of sin is what? Is death. The Bible says when lust has conceived, what is lust? Desire, right? Put it, he said when lust has conceived, it brings forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is completed, it brings forth what? It brings forth death. That was the death Jesus was crying for. With strong crying and tears for him who could deliver him from death. Certain things about Christ was not recorded in the scripture, but once in a while they just pop out a scripture that gives us a window and an opening to what is being said. Praise the Lord. And part of some of the things you could see it in the days of his temptation. About 40 days in the wilderness, and then the evil one came. That was not the only time he was coming. Hope you know that Jesus was 15 years old. Hope you know Jesus was 15 years old. Hope there was a time he was 18 years old. You know? Yes. And everything, he was 18 years old, fully as a man. So all the things that came upon you when you were 18 years old, they also came upon him. And he was 21, he was 25, all and on. You know, just the Jesus of 30 years, or the baptism and the Jesus of power. You know, he was also one man. Praise the Lord. So you can see the battles you are going to have with again and again Satan. You see, after the mention of Satan in the garden, the next time Satan was directly mentioned in scriptures, directly mentioned in scripture was apart from a Job experience, when they say Job lived earlier than David, and the next experience was in the life of David, and when he moved David to number, because he doesn't need to appear on the scene again. He had put his baby in man, which is called the flesh, and that one began to walk. You kept reading in Ephesians, is it Ephesians 5:6 now, Colossians 3:6, the Bible talks about the spirit that works in the sons of what? Of the sons of perdition and sons of disobedience. It's a walking inside. Now the works of the flesh are this. It's just walking death within. So if you see that, we are sojourners, I want you to know, I want to hit it in that, what did I say? How did I put it? How did I say? Where did I say you are sojourning? You see, all that is in the world, all of those things are things that are your, the lust of
eyes,
lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Everything is like you living in enemy territory. Once you can break the alabaster, the oil of God will flow. You know, I made reference about those who are battling witches and wizards. Those are your headache. All of those things. Those are very small operations. Remember the wish of Endor, when King Saul disguised and asked the wish of Endor that he should call up a man for me. He said he should call up Samuel, right? When he invoked Samuel, what did the woman see? In fact, even, you know, Saul, King Saul disguised. He didn't know it was Saul. But once he invoked Samuel, even, you know, her eyes opened. She even began having discernment of spirit, because when she invoked Samuel, he said, I saw gods arising out of the earth. She screamed. She said, I see what? Gods arising out of the earth. When she wanted to even try to invoke, you know, the spirit of Samuel. What am I saying? And maybe one wizard are there, they are trying to invoke you. You say, okay, this Femi will not succeed. They put one water, so that when the person picture appear, they will stab the person in the heart. You know, before you know the person, you know, just sudden death. All of those things, as they are calling forth your name, self, there and there, you don't even need to know their voice will cease. When you begin to operate in the dimensions of power, you need to walk in glory. Praise the Lord. These are what it takes to handle all these things that are outside there. But it requires much, you know, diligence, you know, patience, learning. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. He learned it. Look at the way he learned obedience. Not by just putting out his hand in his pocket and just speaking in tongues. It's practically he learned it. How to break the alabaster box and allow God to flow at will and at any time. By the things he suffered, he learned obedience. You know, that scripture just talked about who in the days of his death. You know, I told you it was the death of sin. That unto him that could deliver him from death, he cried with strong crying and tears. He was shedding tears. All we know about Jesus wept. Jesus wept. The only one place Jesus wept in the Bible. Is it one or two places? Lazarus. Jesus wept. No, this one. There were tears he was crying in the closet. And this one is that God should deliver. This one is the prayer of deliverance. Yes. From deliverance, not from Satan somewhere there. This body. The Bible says God sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Romans 8:3. In the likeness. In the image of sinful flesh. So don't think that the flesh that Jesus carried was one flesh that, nothing can, nothing can come close to it. He was tempted at all points. He had the capacity to be tempted. Just like you two have capacity to be tempted. And he's always saying, at all points. I hope you know that those guys will have worked over time. All of the princes, all of the forces, all of the fiends of hell, they will have worked over time. That, you know, if I capture the strong man, I've captured everything. If I capture this one, I've captured the throne, right? Yeah. If they have captured Jesus on earth, what will be left of the throne? Nothing will be left. So you can imagine the rate at which he was. So you can imagine the fire that must have come through his flesh. The fire that will have come from his flesh. And he went to God, you know, with strong crying and tears. The Bible says God had him in that he feared. And the last part that he learned. Can you see the learning of obedience? We want our obedience to come out of revelation. Amen. Maybe God just give you a revelation. You have rema, you have a visitation, encounters, and then you automatically veered into obedience. It's a path. Jesus walked through a path. Abraham walked through a path. God kept creating things on the way. And those men were learning to yield and to bend. They were perfecting and perfecting. Their obedience was getting stronger. Let's put it that way. Getting stronger. Because as you walk with God, the demands get higher. Yes. As you walk with the Lord, the demands get higher. Get higher. Look at the demand on Israel. Look at the demand on Moses. Israel can get angry. So God did not even notice their anger. Praise the Lord. But Moses was getting angry those early days, you know. Early days it was okay. But he got to a realm and a region in the spirit that it is not allowed. The demand on him was higher. So a pinch of anger in that place, and that was. Can you see the progression? So certain things have been allowed, you know, as you keep walking is no longer allowed. You know, certain falling and rising and all of those things allowed at a certain point, you know. But as you move further, progress further is not allowed again. Praise the Lord. So look at your, just stretch forth your hand and look at your flesh again. Look at this beautiful and sweet, and sweet flesh. Amen. And don't forget what I say. One of Satan's most few desires that you possess. Desires that becomes your own. Praise the Lord. Desires. He said they gave them meat and they lusted after flesh. And then God sent them quails and meat, but he sent leanness into their soul. He said they lost desire. Look at, okay, Israel, what is it about Israel? We want water. From water, is it the only thing that we're going to be eating? You know, like that. You know, can you see? Can you see what?
Can you see the warfare? Can you see the battle? This is about 90% of your spiritual warfare. 90%. Of course, you deal with beast of Ephesus and all of those territorial governing and all of those things, governing powers and all of those things. But this one, once you handle this one, those ones become child's play. Of course, now, because once you handle this one, you move into the place of authority and power. So you are addressing those ones from the place of authority and power. If I be a man of God, let fire come from heaven and deal with you guys. Praise the Lord. But it's not easy to go and start living on the mountain. You read Elijah, you say Elijah the Tishbite. You know, it's not easy, this one. You know, to go and just go and sleep outside one night and come in. And you see this man living on top of the mountain. When they even came, we were looking for him, they found him on top of one mountain. So when he's speaking, you understand? So the alabaster box of the flesh has been broken. So where they could not tell her, if I be a man, let fire come the body. Some of us, our appetite is still intact. And you want to go and say the same thing. If I be a man of God, you say, Jesus, we know. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. It's not I, the world use we, all of us there, representative of the kingdom of darkness. Jesus, we know. From the least of us to the greatest of us in the realm of darkness, we know Jesus. We know Paul, but you, please introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. So can you see power, God flow? Any day, any time, this same minute, the power of the age to come can begin to flow through. These are the blockages. Not because of God's timeline, doesn't want it now. It's overripe. The day of Pentecost, the power started oozing. It started blasting. It's like a nuclear blast. You know, creating other blasts. And they were blasting, generating blasts everywhere. Our appetite. Two shirts, you cannot even give one. The Holy Ghost is struggling with us. You see a brother that has not, maybe you have three belts. You see a brother, you come to church, you just see a brother has a, you see him a thumb belt everywhere. And there is something cross your mind. Maybe you should give one of my belts. No, I just got this belt now. I've not used it very well. We will remain strangers to this power. These men were broken and were broken through. They were broken and they were broken through. Nothing was left. Nothing was left. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah. If Elijah is going this direction, if he's going north, and the word of the Lord came to him, turn him, you turn, you start going where? You start. I have an agenda. I've not done it. You know, I have a 6 month something I want to do in the north when I finish. No, it will turn him 360 degrees. He's going what? He's going south. He just take 3 steps south. And he said, and the word of the Lord came unto Elijah. Came again. Elijah will turn west. You start. That's how pliable those men were. Because the flesh has been broken. He said, if you through the spirit kill the what? The deeds of the flesh, you will live. Not just live, is not living and not dying. We will cover the fullness of divine life. It will flow. Life in our life and life in our through the spirit. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. You shall live. Friends, the flesh is real. All this thing called desire for fame and wealth, so many, all kinds of things inside of us. When the Holy Ghost comes, you start dealing with, you know, with those things. You know, dealing with those things. Praise the Lord. So that's the word I have for us. Praise the Lord. You have a question or you have a word you want to say. You guys are young men. You have no limitation at all. Look at the documentary we did today. Gladys. She just believed God. And look at the quick succession that God began working in her life. She went to China in 1932. As at the story we were talking about of Yangsheng taking those 100 children and running, that was in 1939. That was about 8 years later. Seven, 8 years later. Within all of those things we were talking about in the documentary and everything. Impact. Yes, now. 8 years. A housemaid. Yes. It's not housemaid, they call them. House girl. In Nigeria, we call them house girl, house boy. Just a house girl that dared to trust. That was all. And look at the mighty, look at the strength of what was coming out of her. Look at the faith. Look at how God nurtured, built her, and made her strong. There was a coming of glory upon her to do all those things that she did. Walked up to the prison and look at what happened in the prison. Yeah, that soldiers could not enter. Soldiers, even with arm, to can't even enter with arm. This woman entered without arm, but armed with what? The weapons that are not carnal. Praise the Lord. Entered and stopped a whole prison riot. Murderers on rampant killing. She just entered, spoke a word to them. There's nobody that wants to say anything. Okay, all right.
I want to ask, you know, we've been hearing about flesh, teaching of flesh, and at some point I have had someone say that the flesh is not necessarily this physical flesh, that it's probably something within, maybe something within the soul that contains something, I don't know. And that's one I require clarity about. Now, secondly, I see mortifying the flesh as it looks like the greatest hindrance to entering the realities of God, which I see fasting is in a bit to kill the flesh and other things. Now, at that point where we do all these things, we engage in fast, I don't know, I want to understand that process by which, as we get the flesh out of the way, we enter the realities of God. I want to understand that process. For example, now, if I decide to go on 40 days fast now, and something will happen, I know. But I want to understand that progression of, as we are dealing with this flesh on purpose, we are entering into the reality of God.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, the flesh, of course, nothing is wrong with your hand, your physical hand, your physical nails, and those are not the problems. It's a life that is within that governs this body. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's by automation, this body is governed. That's why they say all that is in the loss of what? Now, I can't mention what are the things in the, all these things are in the body. The loss of the flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those are the things we call, you know, the flesh. It's a life form. Even when you hear about darkness, the darkness of this world, the darkness of this age, even darkness is a life, is a spiritual life form on its own. You're like light. It's a light, you know, a light, fruit, you know. It's a life form, which is the very light. This is the, we call it the divine life, the life of God. So what we call the flesh is not the your physical eyes, your physical nose, and you know all of those things, you know. But what is when the is a life form that govern and control, you know the natural aspect of man. You know, you have a natural nature and you have a spiritual nature. Man has, it relates with the natural world and also relates with the physical and the spiritual world. That aspect of our natural world gaining dominance, you know, over that aspect of our spiritual, you know, yes, you know, our spiritual being, you know, our spiritual dimension. Like where you are, sometimes you need to wait upon the Lord, not but, you know, this body wants to eat food. You know, some people say they cannot fast. That's just an example. You know, some people say to pray in the night is, they cannot pray in the night. Prayer. All of those things to make that sacrifice sometimes to. And then, so that's that aspect of covenant that you're, the natural aspect of you. When has been, you know, taking over and adjusting, but God, through His divine power, the life of God flowing inside of us, can tame, to not kill the flesh, it will subdue it, it will keep it under. Because any day it can resurrect. Praise the Lord. Until this phase of life ends and Jesus comes and gives us a new body, but still keep living in this body. That's why Paul said, I want to do good, but still, you know, that this law is governed by the law of sin and death. And all of those things. So this present body responds to the motion and the law of sin and death and the good I want to do, but I find another law working in my members. Can you see? Yes, in my member, another law, you know, another governance in my members. That's that governance that we call the flesh. Then breaking the flesh is not a rule or regulations you do, you know. The Holy Ghost will lead you through as He gives you instruction. As He gives you instruction, you are following those instructions. Like that, you're like, look at Abraham. One time God said he should depart from his country. You know, it's not easy. Leave everybody you know. There was no internet where you can be connecting back to them. There's no phone call. You can just leave and leave them for life. Praise the Lord. You know, he said, depart and leave. You know, after some time, he said, okay, separate from Lot, right? After some time, Hagar, separate from Hagar and Asher. Before you know, I'm now beginning to talk about putting Isaac on the altar. As the Holy Ghost gives you, you know, instruction. God led Abraham to leave his nativity, right? His natural nativity, to give him another nativity in the spirit. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It led him to leave his nativity in the flesh, right? To give him another nativity. And in that nativity, he became the father of us all. We all became his children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, so those are the ways you can break, for God gives you instruction. Like when you were telling us about the instruction that God gave you when you went for NYSC. It's like, it's in obeying instructions like that, you gain mastery, you know, over the body and subject it under. From time to time, he tells you this, he tells you this, he tells you this, he tells you this, you know, yes. He says, if you through the Spirit, it's not rules and do's and done. He says, through the Spirit, the Holy Ghost will lead you forth. I remember those days in school. Anytime I go on break, how God helped me that time, I'll go on break, I didn't have too much clothes. I'll buy plenty. When my mother will give me money, I'll buy clothes, I'll come. Do you know, as I buy that clothes, before I leave home, the Holy Ghost will tell me who and who to share. I'll share it, I'll be left with one. I bought trousers, I'll be using, you know, as your compost. compost. You know, this person, I'll share the clothes, the remaining one, I'll be so angry. Ah, it will pain me. You know, but I have to obey. Praise the Lord. You see how he helped to ostracize the flesh. You understand? All of those to tame desire. So sometimes someone meets David today. Say, David is so sweet to be around David, you know, like that. You know, you can, one can give. You can, no, those things, I learned to them. I was taught it. The Holy Ghost taught me. Praise the Lord. Taught me. So I will give it out. Give it everything. I will remain one trouser. You know, one time I said, I have only two trousers in school. I will buy more again. Instruction will come again. That was my own dealing. Praise the Lord. Don't say you should not have 10 trousers, but that was my own dealing. And I have to overcome the shame. Now you're alternating just one or two trousers. You know, as if am I a pauper, but I have to walk through that road. That is how, you know, that it's not a formula. It's okay, when you go to school, have two trousers. You understand? So let people, I don't be ashamed if shame is coming. But no, you know, that was the road that the Holy Ghost led me. I must be sincere with you, I battle with shame. No, but you know yourself, you know, just like you having to be wearing one shirt on campus. Let's be sincere. Eh? Maybe you have one shirt, you wear it. Even if you are just two, you wear one, you wear the other one. How will you feel? You feel it. Abi? Nobody is talking about you. You'll be ashamed. Somehow ashamed. You know? So those were the processes he led to tutor me. So that's what, how you learn to break the instruction. And you know the amazing thing? When I went to give some of those people, I can't remember, I forget this brother. As I was giving it to him, say, when he was at home, he was praying that the Holy Ghost and the chef. And I was the one that came to give him that trouser and chef. Praise the Lord. You know, look at it. He said this was what he was believing God for during the break. You understand? So, of course, I didn't tell him. I just said, well, you see, this is the only speech that God said I should give you. Praise the Lord. But look at me, I'm on the other end. This thing, I'm not talking about what things that happened to me once. It was just happening. You know, I love music. There was one time, then I'm talking about, way back in school, which year was this? Year 2000. I'm talking about dealings in year 2000. You know, then this their DVD, Panasonic. This long like this on the floor. Those times it was raining. I was still in school. I gathered money. My mother gave me one time. You know, for project and everything, I went and bought that tape. Panasonic, so I'll be playing music. You know, then we're using this rechargeable then that can play tape. Just normal tape. Those were the ones we were using those days in school. Rechargeable tape. We'll be playing music, play for Weibo, Darling Zej, that year 2000. All the shout to the Lord. Those were the times it was raining, Women of Faith, you know, Extravagant Grace. All these things were just into it. Love music so much. So I just bought it. Ah! I couldn't, all through the holiday, I was in heaven. How long I gave the brother money to buy from Lagos. And with a workman, this workman to every, just music, worship. As those things were coming, that's how the workman was landing. That's how instruction came, I should give it. Hi! It was like collecting my life from me. You know? But you know, in those times I have learned, you know, I've pledged to obey. Ah! So you can see, you can see the timeline. So, the workman. I'm talking year 2000. That workman, there, I think, how much was this time? Talking about what you buy, like, I can't remember the price. So, that time, the world has those Sony, all those workman. This workman that it will play, you know, most of the workman, this one is even automated. It will play the first side. You don't need to turn it. It will turn it, so play the second side. Those things, I should give it. I give it out, the tape and everything. So that's how I gave all those. And clothes, I'll just give it out. At the point, if they say they want to buy clothes for me, I say that I'm not interested. Because I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I will go, okay, I'll be better, I don't buy. I'm telling you,
He said, want to buy me clothes or buy give money? I said, no, I don't want. Don't worry, I'm okay. I don't want to collect it because so that I don't want to hear. I was running away from hearing instructions. So you see, when I now began working, when I began working and eventually I bought a car and the instruction came for me to give it out. You can see why it became. Of course, no, those ones, I'm skipping some things. So, you know, when I began working and I got a car, got the first car, it became for me to now give it out. Can you see how it became easy? Can you see where we're coming from? Can you see the timeline? Can you see what that, just to illustrate what it means to break the flesh. Some people, I heard of a man of God that God was telling him to give out a car. He bought one Jeep like that, was struggling. He didn't give it out. Eventually, he died in that car. And the story of the man. So, can you see? So, I bought the first car. It became easy for me to give it out. Even when I bought the first land, you know, I bought my first land that I bought, I had to give it out. Praise the Lord. So you know, you can now see where we're coming from. Do you understand? Talking about learning obedience, you know, learning obedience by the things he suffered. You understand? You can see my suffering then too. You know, was teaching me a measure of what? Obedience. I was suffering.
That's good. You were suffering, but there was it. What was the encouragement to continue in that suffering?
You know, we say, what can separate us from the love of Christ? You know. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Is it this present world? Is it even the world to come? We are ready to sacrifice it. Is that not what Paul said? He said the world to come. That people, some people are saying that I may make heaven. Paul, look at that heaven. He said, I can even sacrifice. I'm even ready to sacrifice it for him. You know? He said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? David said, your loving kindness is better than life. You understand? So, can you see the practical way how to learn? You know? Praise the Lord. Can you see the practical steps now, right? Talking about breaking the flesh. I just give you that aspect of that area the same way in other places too. Like the other aspect of it, there was one time again, you know, I said, Lord, I wanted to know you more. I hunger for more. And then he led me into one very long fast. I said, God, I want to know you. I just want the revelation. I want to understand your word and everything. I was still in school then. That was year 2000. I was like one, this thing I'm telling you, I was just like 1 year in the faith. I gave my life to Christ in 1999. As this experience I'm just giving, just experience of year 2000. And so I said, I wanted to know you more. I think just about 6 months or 7 months into the faith. Then he led me to fast. Fasted for like 40 days. And I was only praying and praying for, I had only one prayer point. Lord, open your book to that 40 days fast. And that 40 days, I was doing marathon in between, you know. Maybe like every week, I was doing like 2 days. Of course, I would break in the evening. But every week, I run like 2 days without breaking. Every week. I was just one, you know, yes. I was just hunger. I just want to understand this book. And I believe that it was open to me in a measure. Praise the Lord. Yes, the book, the word of God was open to me, you know. In the mirror, some people ask, how do you get this understanding? How do you know some of these things that you say and everything? You see, all of those times that the Holy Ghost was stirring me into certain things. What if I withstood the stirring? You know, I say Satan wants to do anything, he stirs our flesh. And the Holy Ghost wants to do things in you, he stirs your spirit. Desires, don't you know that desires are voices? This thing called desire sometimes is a voice. It's a voice. Yes, yeah, even desire, that desire is a voice. Certain desires you have is the voice of the evil one. And certain desires you have is the voice of the Holy One, the Holy Spirit calling you into something higher. You just have this desire, you know, this flaming desire inside of you. We all know that the desire inside of Eve to eat that something, we all know where it was coming from. It was the voice of the evil one calling forth into death, calling them into death and into perdition. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. So, you see, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. He loved it. And then he left. So even desires we have inside their voices, even God speaking, the voice of God and all of those, it's not just the audible one that you need to be sensitive, you know. We need to sharpen our discernment, you know, so that when certain desires come, you know that this is God calling forth. And then you follow through. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You follow through. So that's how it works. And you're not going to grow in it. You now begin to grow in it. You know, you grow it. You know, to give out 10,000 and to give out the whole house where you are living in the house already. Wife, children, and family are living in the whole house and to give that house out and leave there
and go and start looking for house and becoming a tenant. You know, maybe you don't even have enough money to get a big house, as big as the house you are living in. Maybe you are living in maybe a kind of a executive 4-bedroom flat, you know, and now go and be going to leave that house and go and start renting a 2-bedroom flat and living there. Oh, you know, it's not the same operation as giving out 10,000. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, yesterday I was telling something about faith, the same spirit, faith, but the higher operations. The operations and higher operations of faith, right? So I say that to cast out demons, to chase all those things, you need a mustard faith as a mustard seed to move the mountain. I say, but to handle something that the Holy Ghost will bring your way, you need a mountain of faith. That's one of those experiences I'm talking about. Who by a word you can cast out a demon. But it's not by a word though. When you live in a house already, where you are established, where you are staying, you know, maybe the house that took you years of believing God and working with God to come in, and all of a sudden, and the Holy Ghost is asking you to leave the house and then give it out. And now go and get a 2-bedroom to rent. You know, men, even brethren will insult you. Hope you know. Brethren, all of those things, shame, all of you have to walk through. But you don't arrive at this point. You know, if you say that it's faithful in the what? In the little, will be faithful in what? In the bigger things. Can you see? So God will begin you, will begin with you from somewhere. And then he will grow you. He will now grow you into things. You know, Paul said that you eat milk, Abby. You know, start beginning with feeding milk because as baby, you have need of milk. But as you begin to mature, they start bringing you what? Meat, Abby. As you become a full grown man, you start eating bones. That's the pattern, that's the operation. Please wake this prophet. Eh? Is that not what I was teaching? Isn't it the same thing I'm teaching on the flesh? Eh? Abby? How to break the Allah box, that box of the flesh. You know? So this is part of, look at him here, wrote him. Part of what I'm saying. I'm still going to work tomorrow. No rest. 1 hour journey to office. You understand? So all of those weaknesses, those are the things, those are the things that shuts us, you know, shuts us down. Shuts us down. I remember, I think I've given that story again and again. Those the sleeper. I sleep like a man in the graveyard. Sleep like a man in the graveyard. So those days in Kaduna, 6:30, which year is it? We're in 2017. I'm giving this instance, some of this instance I'm giving is year 2000. Those days, outside, inside cold like this, I sleep outside. This sleep was too much, I can't pray. Even if I stagger to wake up, I'll be like a man that I've taken beer. You know, sleep. And when I'm awake, I pray. Sleep, I must overcome it. I'll go and sleep outside, the mosquito will fire me. Everything, I'll wake up. By the time you scratch a mosquito, you know, you scratch out sleep out of your eyes. So, those are the way. I was, you know, battling my own, and then the Holy Ghost now helped me. Praise the Lord, but you must do something. Sometimes you need to take the first step. Sometimes God takes the first step, who can't even take the second step to meet him on the way. He said, draw near and I will draw near. Let both of us must move. I am moving, you are moving. Well, you don't expect only him to be moving, you are not moving. What effort am I making? Praise the Lord. So those are the ways to break through sometimes, to be able to pray, you know, as much as I got into doing, you know, of on my own part, we know that it is not by works. Let us confuse all those teaching that is not now become a covering for you not to do anything. It's by grace. You know, grace comes to empower you to do the thing that you're supposed to. Praise the Lord. Empowers you, yes. It's grace now. You think the flesh of Moses did not feed for food for 40 days? They say Jesus was hungry. Think his flesh was not, he was, why did Satan tempt him with food? He was heavily hungry. So on your part, you must do something. Praise the Lord. It's just like I want to have 3 children and you don't want to get married. You just begin to speak in, you know, tongues. You are not married, you don't talk to any woman. Just marry, I must have 3 children. You stay in the place of tongues, pray so that maybe as you are praying, you just turn back like this, the baby will just appear. You know, you must meet you. There are responsibility for man. So what equipping is it that will equip the saint for the work of the ministry? There are works that the saints must do. Gladys left England to go to China. Let her stay in England and be praying and be speaking in tongues. Who will save those 100 children? And multiple of children that she saved. She had to literally go there. She went. Jesus had to literally leave heaven and come here. And he felt, if it is possible, let this cup pass away. But nevertheless, not my will.
Hallelujah.
So while we are so young, the world is, the future, the whole world is high. There is no ceiling to what you can do. There is no covering, there is no limitation.
Hallelujah.
How far you can go in God deep is how far your faith can carry you. Praise the Lord. It's how far your faith that is undeterred and that stop at naught. When he sees the grave, he wants to enter. When he sees the lion den, into you jump in. When he sees the furnace of fire, he walk into it. Praise the Lord. When he sees the cloud of heaven, he walk into the faith that will drink of the water of life. So this is the work, are you? And we're going to talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Holy One, we bless you. King of glory. King of righteousness. We adore you. You magnified and exalted in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Father. We bless you. Bless you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. It's all this envy, quarreling, backbite, all those things are, you know, didn't go into so much about flesh or something, you know. No, that's not the focus of this teaching, just to just make us to see the outer skeleton, you know, and the inner skeleton of what we live, what we confronted with day by day. Day by day. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we honor you. Jesus, we adore you. Lord, we are grateful. We are eternally grateful in you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Your heart.
Oh Lord, we ask for the name.